help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hey, kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Er hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles rief, da kann man Rock Me Amadeus.
Amadeus, 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 Und es war irgendwie no plastic money anymore. Die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock Me Up, my dick is time.
love, tainted love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me to make things right. You need someone to hold you tight, and you think love is to pray. But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love.
It's about 5'4" from the head to the ground. She comes around here right about midnight. Oh, she makes me feel so good. I wanna say she makes me feel alright when nothing else does, and it needs a cheat.
Very much.
She can stop the winter with her eyes. The rain wants to wait in the sky. The wind wants to wait till she
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Oh, my. WRCT.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
Today, I'm starting with stunning new leaked emails, internal Fox News emails that show that executives knew when we fact check Trump's election lies, it's bad for business. If you are like the last remaining person on earth who doubts whether Fox News is news or overt profit driven propaganda, we can now put that uncertainty to rest. Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott, in a panic in the aftermath of the 2020 election, saying, "We've got to stop these fact checks. Telling the truth, fact checking Trump is really bad for business." There are any number of write-ups about this. CNN has one article by Oliver Darcy and Marshall Cohen from yesterday, updated this, actually from this morning, called "Fox News CEO said correspondence fact check of Trump's election lies was, quote, bad for business, new emails show." We're going to look at the emails in a moment. The article describes or characterizes Suzanne Scott as sounding the alarm about the financial fallout that they would suffer if they keep fact checking Donald Trump's lies. Telling the truth isn't very profitable when the monster you have created over the last 30 years, doesn't actually want the truth. They want to be spoon-fed the lies that their dear orange leader is perpetuating. Let's take a look at a couple of these emails. In this first one, this is Fox CEO Suzanne Scott responding to a segment in which Fox News' on-air talent, Eric Schahn, fact-checked a Trump falsehood. And Suzanne Scott, the CEO, writes, "This has to stop now. This is bad business, and there clearly is a lack of understanding what is happening in these shows. The audience is furious, and we are just feeding them material bad for business." She's talking about the fact checks. The fact checks are bad for business. Are we news where we prioritize the truth, or are we propaganda where we prioritize whatever lie is most profitable? Well, we know the answer. Here's another email. This one is from Maria Bartiromo, one of the greatest Trump brown nosers on that network, from November 7th, where she says they need war. They need war. We have to go to a full on war. They have used all systems to defraud, hammer or voting zinc the ib side in the vote total. It's crazy. Jared says he doesn't want to hear about any conspiracy theory. Everyone, us excluding me from meetings. We have to file federal suits in every state. The campaign is not doing S. They want to file lawsuits in a couple places. That's not going to solve the problem. This is Maria Bartiromo, seemingly a true believer, falling for all of it. She writes, "The country needs to survive. We have to keep this president. No one thinks anyway that people voted for Biden. He lost." And we've seen text messages from Maria and Steve Bannon before that show they seem to be true believers. They don't seem to actually just be telling what they know to be lies. Maria seems to genuinely think that Trump won, and it's bonkers. Another email, Kevin McCarthy notes. Kevin McCarthy notes. This is a pre-interview email about Kevin McCarthy. And this is from Maria Bartiromo, I guess, to her team, where she says, "You believe Biden won fair? There are a few issues, but I don't believe there is a mass cheat." Oh, wait a second. So she doesn't believe it. In another one, "I've not seen any proof so far of the ballot fraud." Well, so maybe Maria Bartiromo believes they need to do whatever lie they need to tell to keep Trump, but doesn't actually believe that there was the fraud that Trump is a